Welcome back to KSCJ Radio, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vakulskas, and this is Having Read That, conversations with authors about their books.
My guest is Jeffrey Deaver, who's out with his latest novel, The Never Game. We know Jeffrey from his tons of books that he's written before, Lincoln Rhyme in particular. This time he introduces us to a new character, Coulter Shaw. And Jeffrey, I have to admit, when I got this book and I started reading it and I knew it was about gaming, I thought, my gosh, I don't know anything about gaming. I'm not going to find this interesting. Then I found out Coulter Shaw didn't know anything about gaming either. And 2 hours later, I was done reading the book. And it was a fantastically entertaining and moving book. So can you kind of set up Coulter Shaw? He's a character unlike any other that I've ever read. What is his job?
Well, thank you, Brian. I do appreciate that. Yes, Coulter is a new character to me. A new character in a way. Some years ago, and when I say I've been doing this for a long time, and I mean like 35 years ago, I wrote a series of books featuring a fellow who was a location scout for a film company. And he would travel around the country in a Winnebago, as Coulter Shaw does, and he would end up in those situations where, like, you never want to be Tom Cruise's buddy because, you know, he's the first one to get shot in an action-adventure film. So my hero in that series would kind of stumble onto local crimes and solve them. Well, I like the idea of a fellow like Shane, you know, the famous Western, the stranger, coming to town. But the location scout's kind of set in Hollywood, and that, you know, it didn't really work. It was kind of, I was kind of shoehorning an action-adventure story into a film-based book. I didn't care for that too much. I thought, well, why not take a character who travels around the country but does something a bit different? He pursues rewards that are offered by the police or people who have lost a family member, a missing family member, and he solves the crime when the police can't. And I thought, well, is that going to work? And I have to tell you, The Never Game, his first venture in the world of literature, if I can put it that way, suddenly, bang, the book wrote itself. It took me about, I guess, 6 months to write the whole thing.
Wow, and that's incredibly quick for a thriller like this. But what is it about Shaw's past that made him such an expert tracker?
Yeah, he does have a difficult past. Yeah, he's the sort who might want to appear on Dr. Phil or a show like that. his father was a survivalist, and actually he was a very smart fellow. He was a renowned professor who, it seems, dug into some secrets that it's all a bit mysterious, and I intend to play out that mystery throughout the whole series, the Coulter Shaw series. And he decided he had to get out of town quickly and move to the mountains of eastern California with his family, Coulter, his two siblings, and his wife, and learn survival skills. So imagine a brilliant professor of philosophy, history, and political science, suddenly having to learn these survival skills and teaching his children the survival skills too. Things like graduating from the family, I guess I'd say the survival school, by climbing up a 100-foot cliff at night. Why did he do that? Well, that will be explained in future books. But in this book, we learn that Coulter is an ace survivalist now. Now, he's not a political survivalist. He's not the sort that wants to abandon society. What he wants to do is make sure that he can survive under very arduous conditions.
The book, it deals with gaming, and he's essentially looking for some missing people and trying to collect the rewards on that. But the whole thing about the gaming industry, did you know anything about it before writing about it?
I knew basically that I played once with my niece, and she killed me within like the first 5 minutes of the game. And she was 8 years old. It was a little embarrassing. I think we were playing Minecraft. You're probably familiar with that, and I guess your listeners might know it. You don't see it quite so much anymore, but a few years ago it was hugely popular. And I said, "Oh, Sabrina, what are you doing there?" She said, "Playing Minecraft." And you can kind of, it's a multiplayer, you can play in a multiplayer mode. So that means we both go online, and I have my, I was using my smartphone, I guess she was using hers, and she said, "Uncle Jeff, here, walk over here," and I did, and she took out a sword and stabbed me and killed me. That was my first introduction to video games. And I thought, you know, this is interesting. I was a little irritated, I have to say, but I took it in good spirit. And I thought, well, you know, let me look into this world a little bit. And I was, Brian, I was just astonished. You know, hundreds of millions of people around the world, I would even guess billions of people, play video games regularly. And it's it can be quite an obsession with some people. It's a form of making a great deal of money, as we see a character in the Never game. And there's kind of an aesthetic to it, too. There, you know, many creative people are involved in the creation of these games. I found it a fascinating world, but I am not a gamer, I will say.
Well, the Never rules that come up in this book, that's where the title Never Game comes from. Coulter Shaw's got a lot of respect for his father because he came up with all these never rules, and that seems, it kind of like reminds me of the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not do all things, those things. It's a lot of things in the negative. So can you kind of explain how the never rules sort of metastasize into Coulter Shaw's personality?
Sure. His father, as I was saying, a survivalist who may have had a paranoid streak to him, but as we learn throughout this book and the future books, you know, you're not paranoid if somebody's really after you. And Ashton Shaw, Coulter's father, was very concerned about his children. He thought that now that I, Ashton, the father, have made this discovery that might incur the wrath of powers that be out there, I want to make sure my children survive. And he was by no means a disciplinarian in the physical sense. I mean, he never spanked his children or anything like that, but he was very adamant that they learn how to survive. And he had this idea that if you instill in someone the idea that this is something you should never do as opposed to something you should always do, it would have more of an impact. And so he translated some of the never concepts into, you know, very practical rules for life. I guess the classic one is never trust anything on the internet. And that's one we, you know, maybe we should all be familiar with. But that, but all of these never rules, it sort of became incorporated into Shaw's personality, and it's I guess you'd say a philosophy of life for him.
Something else I learned a lot about reading this book is Silicon Valley, and living where I do, Silicon Valley is just sort of a figment of my lexicon, and it really, though, is kind of a nebulous, boundaried area, right?
It is, and this is something else I learned, even though I've been traveling out there for many years, and actually wrote another book set in Silicon Valley about 20 years ago, a book called The Blue Nowhere. That was about a computer hacker in Silicon Valley. And at the time, of course, you know, Apple was up and running, and Microsoft, they had moved up to Seattle at that point. But I think those were certainly the pre-Google days. And Silicon Valley was a, you know, hotbed of technology, but it was very small. It was based around Stanford University in Palo Alto. And there were research companies that had facilities out there. Hewlett-Packard, of course, and IBM and Sun Computer. But when I went out there to research it this time, it has taken over the Bay Area. It really reaches from north of Oakland, which is on the far side, the east side of San Francisco Bay, in a big arc all the way down to San Jose and up through San Francisco and probably up to Marin now. And in fact, Silicon Valley has become a phenomenon that exceeds its geographic boundaries. It's an astonishing force. One of the aspects of the book is the problem of real estate there. People are commuting 3 hours to work in Silicon Valley because they cannot afford a place to live. There are actually people with middle management jobs who are, in effect, homeless. They live out of their cars in Silicon Valley during the days they work, and then they drive back 3 or 4 hours to their home with their families. When I first researched that, I thought, well, that can't be true. But I did some more digging, and it, in fact, is.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask, living where I do, John Coulter from the Lewis and Clark Expedition provided Coulter Shaw's first name, right?
That's right. The someday I may very well write a book about Ashton Shaw, who is no longer with us. That's not a giveaway. We know that in the early part of the Never Game. But he decided to name his children after after mountain men and a mountain woman. the Shaw's sister is named Dorian after a mountain woman, one of the few in the 19th century, who was very active in the state of Washington and Montana at the time, not states then, but that territory. And so Shaw carries this this name around, Coulter, quite quite proudly. And his siblings are, well, they kind of have their own baggage, thanks to Dad, but we don't need to go into that part now.
All right, the book is The Never Game. It's the latest novel from Jeffrey Deaver, introducing us to his newest character, Coulter Shaw. The book was a two-hour read for me from start to finish. I didn't even get up to get a drink of water or anything. So, Jeffrey, just another fantastic book. Always enjoy your stuff, and thanks for joining us to talk about it.
Brian, great talking to you again. Take care now.
This has been Having Read That on KSCJ Radio in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vakulskas. Check out all of our episodes on our website, kscj.com. Also, be sure to like Having Read That on Facebook and subscribe to our iTunes podcast. Thanks to segment producer John Weisler. We will be back next time.